Because the money, as we all know, is in things like hiring a manager and getting a sink on Heart of Dixie, right?
Yes, yeah. I think that hiring management took this band to the next level as far as expanding, just spreading the seeds, yeah, and contacts and furthering. Getting more people out to shows and certainly helping us with touring. We were working with Paradigm out of California. Joe Atamian is our booking agent, and that's upped our game. And I think all these things combined have made it into a bigger, larger entity for sure.
Yeah, if I could just add. Yeah, I think that what Neil said was really accurate, and I think it's sort of, it's almost like a hand with fingers all working together, and you have to have every facet of that team you put around yourself totally committed and have the same values. If people within that team, some people want to do it this way and some people want to do it that way, and it's our at the end of the day, this is our thing and we're hiring out people, we better sort of line up philosophically. So I think that, like Neela said, they're young and hungry and hustlers, and I think that's what we were really interested in, other than our lawyer Richard, and he's more of a mentor figure to us, and he helps us guide our career in some ways. We go to him and ask him what he thinks of these things because he has a lot of experience. But other than that, yeah, that kind of sums it up.
So what did the ad on Craigslist say? what did these two, I mean, I'm going to ask them afterwards why they chose a cello, but did it say, got cello? I mean, what did it say?
Definitely not. I probably wouldn't have answered that.
I was thinking the worst possible. It was kind of a perfect time in my life. I had just finished college. I got a teaching degree, and they don't hire teachers really in the middle of the school year, and I graduated a semester. And so I had just moved back to Denver and cut off all my hair and was looking for something to do, basically. And it was just a fresh start. It was a fresh start. I don't know. I graduated and was ready for something different. And they had placed an ad for a cellist, and it was just something to do, really. I mean, like, almost like Jer said, you know, I wasn't really planning on my life being where it is. It was very genuine and laid back, and
Craigslist, wow.
Yeah.
They broke the rules right there.
They had a link to their music, which I really sort of connected with right away, and I let everybody know where I was going the day that I went to have practice with them, and it was in the middle of the day, and but it was a very organic, I think, first meeting. It really connected well right from the get-go.
And why did you choose, what was the discussion between the band, you know, between the two of you in particular, about, well, let's see, if we were going to pick a stringed instrument to add to our cadre of what our sound is eventually going to be, cellist!
Yeah, I think, like we talked about, we were recording our EP in New Jersey by ourselves, and we could pretty much play every instrument, the guitars, the pianos, the vocals, the drums, but whenever we tried to lay down electric bass lines, they always sounded flubby and just god-awful. So we pretty much, we hated the bass at that time, and we thought upright bass was not realistic to tour with, and too folky, too mountain, too genre.
What's it like this early on to be playing music that in many cases people haven't heard yet?
I feel like they have heard a lot of it. Surprising. It varies. I think they got enticed by however they found the first song, which was Ho Hey, and then they maybe poked around and said, well, I wonder if the rest of the songs suck or if they're decent, and they see live clips and things like that. But I think it was mostly just shocking to see people singing along. I remember we played at the Mercury Lounge, and I just stepped off the mic. We were playing another song called Flowers in Your Hair, and they sang the entire second verse, and I didn't say anything, and it was goosebumps. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was really incredible. I think it makes those nights extra special. But I think we're excited to see what happens once people actually buy the album now, because all they have is YouTube. So we might not even have to sing anymore. We'll just
play instrumentals. You know, that's a cruel trick to get the audience to do all the work for you. Come on. So one of the things that I love are songs that tell stories. It's a long road to wisdom. It's a short one to being ignored. You know, there's an awful lot of, speaking of wisdom, there's a lot of parables, to use a big word, in these songs. So when you sit down to write a song, is it just kind of what's in your heart and soul, or do you kind of say, you know, I not only want to have a pretty melody here, but I want to kind of teach people some things, because that's what it kind of feels like when I listen to these songs.
I don't think anyone's trying to teach anybody anything, but I do think that I made a conscious effort to inject meaning into songs that can also be pretty, and that meaning doesn't have to be something happy or sad or anything. It's just provocative, making someone feel something other than indifference towards what you're doing. I think we have happy songs and sad songs and things that are in between, but I think when we sat down and said, it's almost as though if you have a good melody, you have everyone's attention, so use that for good. Use that and tell a story, or use that and say something with that. So I think that was the...
What's it like, aside from the fact that you played, you told me 12 gigs from every possible mix of audience who are either showing up to have another Shiner Bach, to those who actually showed up because they heard the buzz, to those who showed up because they really love the band. But that kind of environment, what's that like for you? Is it exhilarating, debilitating, or other things with tating at the end of it?
I thought South by was a great experience. It was our first one, and all the shows we played were pretty fun, except for the first one. but with the exception of the very first show, everyone was there to listen and have a great time, and those were definitely examples of the shows where people were singing along to deep tracks and things like that, which is super exciting because we don't even have the album out yet. I think we were a little nervous about getting through 12 shows in that short amount of time, and rose to the occasion.
So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread and songs by other bands in between.